News Radio WJPF Republican Senate candidate. Mark Curran is joining us this morning. Mark, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Tom. Thank you.
You know, very often in elections in the past, your job was to differentiate yourself from your opponent. That's not a problem any longer.
No, I agree. I mean, the difference between the candidates on the Republican side and the Democrat side are so, you know, vast right now.
Profound differences on a lot of different subjects. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because when I was reading and had been seeing your messaging, I'd always interpreted you as being sheriff, law enforcement. I did not realize you were a lawyer. Sorry, I missed that part.
Both. So I was a longtime county, state, and federal prosecutor. And then I was the longest-serving sheriff in Lake County history. So 12 years as a sheriff. And I went to the police academy, went to the FBI academy, went to, you know, did FTO on in every division in the office, third largest police department in Illinois.
How does that apply? If you were senator today, your background after being recruited by Jim Ryan as Illinois when he was Illinois Attorney General, and then the promoted to chief of the Gang Crimes Bureau, and then of course a lawyer to boot. How can that be applied in the position as U.S. Senator for Illinois?
Well, we're living in a world where it's such a different reaction as to the evil going on. The Democrats, you know, Dick Durbin's about defunding the police, doesn't recognize any of this evil. He endorsed Kim Fox, the state's attorney up there in Cook County, in the primary. He's been with her all along. You know, she's led to a lot of deaths. She's got blood on her hands. Recently, she released a guy who had a long criminal record. His name's Sincere Williams, out on an I bond, a recognizance bond, after having committed a burglary, stealing a bunch of guns. And then this woman, her name was Calderon, Monica Calderon, 31-year-old woman with two young children, goes to work at Walgreens. And Sincere Williams, who's out on bond because of Kim Fox and Dick Durbin, Ms. Calderon's at work. And Sincere Williams comes into the store and stabs her 10 times, bloody, leaves her, ditches the clothes, but they found him later. So there's countless stories like that of what the repercussions of the left. I mean, all you have to do is look at the cities across America, Chicago in particular, you know, up in flames. These businesses are not coming back. It's going to be an incredible cash drain on the state of Illinois. And even, you know, we would perceive as liberal areas, you know, Boys Town, what have you. These guys are not going to vote Democrat this time around. They know that that party has led to their losing businesses and you know, been victimized.
You know, there are some other issues, and one of those, of course, not just crime itself, but social justice issues, which turns into protesting, which turns into rioting, is an issue itself. But I mean, do we live in a country that's systematically racist?
No, we don't, for sure. You know, I mean, obviously we elected Barack Obama twice, even though he was, you know, terrible president and what have you. But beyond that, it's not happening in law enforcement in Illinois, I can guarantee you that. You know, we passed, back when President Obama was in the Illinois Senate, we passed a racial profiling bill that mandates law enforcement to record the race of any police encounter and what have you. And there's so much hyper nonsense about, you know, black lives and what have you, that police officers are actually trigger shy towards blacks a lot of the time from even making arrests.
When it comes to agriculture in the state of Illinois, it's interesting because you referenced this on your Facebook page, and I think it's great that you did. Farmers get seemingly forgot when they are such a large contributor to the economy, and they feed the world literally. And they are the unforgotten, the forgotten minority.
Right, exactly. I mean, Illinois is a huge farming state, and it's, you know, the number one export, and it's the number one export for the United States as well. And, you know, I think as a U.S. senator from Illinois, that you got to remember where you came from. You got to work hard for the farmers and make sure that they're taken care of. You know, I've been touring farms, as you saw. I spent a lot of time with Darren Bailey down on his farm, and you know, we have to make sure that we keep the farmers afloat, especially the small and independent farmers. It's critical, and you know, we need to continue to be a produce state, a crop state that you know, feeds the world.
You know, it's interesting. I've been speaking with your opponent on a subject, and you hear in Washington, we need assistance. We need assistance for communities and schools and counties. We need assistance. Well, the assistance for the vast majority of the state, cure money from the CARES Act, okayed in March 27th, and it's not been distributed yet. But then in Washington, we've got to do something to help. Well, the money that they put out in March has not filtered through the state of Illinois, unless it was Chicago or the collar counties. The help never arrived. It was sent, but still that money is, I don't know where.
Right, exactly right. So my opponent, Dick Durbin, he's been in Congress 38 years, 24 years in the United States Senate. You know, if anything's not done, it's because of him. He's had such influence as being the number two in the U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. And essentially, you know, his wife was a lobbyist making millions of dollars. His son was a lobbyist. I mean, he takes care of the biggest corporations that they represent, the small, the little guy, the middle class, the small businessman, small farmer. You know, they're overlooked, and they're not going to get anything because it's not – he's taking them for granted. You know, his real objective is to maintain that number two slot in the United States Senate. I got news, Tom. We're gonna knock him off. It's this is a 40-year-old Ali, not a 22-year-old Ali. He's got a lot of baggage, and we're hitting on it.
We're speaking this morning with Republican Senate candidate Mark Curran. You know, another item from a conservative standpoint is federal spending has topped $6 trillion in spending this fiscal year. That's a first. A deficit of $3 trillion. That's a first. The signal hallmark of conservatorship is not spending yourself to death. I mean, it looks like we're, you know, the old adage is it looks like we're about to run out of other people's money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was sheriff of Lake County for all those years, 12 years, and I was under budget every single year. I gave money back to the county every year. You know, what happens in the federal system is that at the end of the year, if they have money, they spend it all. And, you know, use it or lose it is the motto. And essentially, that's got to stop. You know, we got to rein in the spending. The spending is absolutely ridiculous. Even with, you know, last year's budget and all the tax cuts and the economy rocking and rolling, we still had a $1 trillion spending. We still had a $1 trillion budget deficit, excuse me. So it's, I've been running on that. I feel very strongly about that. You know, that's not the middle class is who gets hurt. And, you know, it's a national security issue because that's money that we may need for military.
You know, I spoke with your opponent on that very issue on Thursday, and he said basically, now's not the time to worry about money. We're fighting a war. We'll worry about the money once the war over COVID-19 is won.
Yeah, I mean, there's some truth to making sure that the marginalized, the poor, and more especially the middle class, because they're really the ones that have been overlooked, are able to get back on their feet. I get all that, but there's still such tremendous waste in the federal system.
Sheriff, lawyer, and now running for Senate, Mark Curran. Mark, if this is the only chance you got to speak to someone personally before they walked into the polling booth, what would you tell them when it comes to why put an X next to Mark Curran's name on the November ballot?
Well, first of all, Tom, we got a great chance to win. And so be excited, folks. This is it. The energy in central and southern Illinois is through the roof. And I'm from way up north where there's a lot of blue, and I'm going to do really well up there. So we're extremely optimistic. But Dick Durbin's been there for 38 years, 24 years in the United States Senate. He has presided over the decline of Illinois. I mean, make no mistake, this guy is the head of the Illinois Democrat Party. He endorsed Mike Madigan to continue in the chairmanship of the Democratic Party. He endorsed, he was right there with Lori Lightfoot. He's right there with Kim Fox, the worst prosecutor in the country. He stands for every single leftist, you know, nonsense. I mean, he wants, you know, trans 50-year-old men to go into little girls' rooms. And let me tell you something. I was the lead sex prosecutor for a long, long time. If any of those rapists and what have you that I put away, thought that they all they had to do was pretend that they were a woman to get into the girls' bathroom and to rape young women. They'd do it in a heartbeat. So this guy is so disconnected. He's really a bad guy, too. I mean, look at East St. Louis and how he's done nothing for his hometown for all those years. It's arguably the worst city in America when you look at, you know, just the infrastructure and everything else. Then you go on to people like Paul Shimp, who was a pro-life Democrat senator, Republican state senator, put in to be a federal judge, was encouraged by the White House, and Dick Durbin wouldn't let his name be called because he was pro-life. I mean, give me a break. He's a lower court judge. That's how partisan this guy is and how wrong he is. So, I mean, I'm pro-life 100%, but I wouldn't block a pro-choice candidate for a lower court federal judge, but that's what Dick Durbin does. So he is wrong for Illinois on every level. And Mark Kern has had a great record, and he has a great run. That's why he won the Republican primary by 20 points. I'm somebody that believes in liberty. I'm somebody that believes in the sanctity of life. I'm somebody that has a record of not spending what he doesn't have. And you know what? Let's send a sheriff to Washington, D.C. I mean, I would argue that we need one more today than ever.